Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
There's a powerful release happening right now. So Lord, increase that. Shift the spiritual atmosphere over us. Many people have been suffering. Many people have been battle weary, suffering, hope deferred. The Lord is turning this around and we can stand right now. When you've done all else, therefore, the Bible says stand. That means to pray each day, stay encouraged. And you can also stand on this verse, Isaiah 54, verse 17. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment will be condemned. And this is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness for me, says the Lord. Isaiah 54, 17. Again, another powerful verse for right now. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, but we need to stand and be encouraged each day. So the Lord is releasing his plans as well as strategies. We'll need to write them down. And Habakkuk 2:2, I keep hearing this over and over. The Lord answered him and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly upon tablets for everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly. As he hastens it, the Lord is hastening. He's moving quickly. Habakkuk 2:2, he's doing something new, but you'll need to write it down. And writing is now going to increase. There's a time right now to write things down, journaling, not necessarily writing in books, but journaling and writing things down right now and books as well. This is a divine turnaround. This is a time of major turnaround. Be encouraged and don't back down. Be encouraged. Do not back down. The Lord is with you. In fact, right now, he's picking up the battle for you. We've gotten to a place where the battle belongs to the Lord. It's so big. Super extreme of everything trying to come against us, but we're standing. 2 Chronicles 20:15. And he said, do not be afraid nor dismayed, for of this great multitude, the battle is not yours, but God's. This is the battle belongs to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20:15. Lord, release this right now. Release the warring angels. Oh, my goodness. We need it right now more than ever. And there's been a great attack upon people, but the Lord is moving now with greater power, healing, restoration, and understanding into things. The Lord's bringing new authority against these attacks. Isaiah 59, verse 19. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord raises up a new standard against him. And the enemy has been doing that. He's been trying to flood things, flood with confusion, flood with attacks, flood things. But the Lord says it right now. He's lifting up a new standard. In other words, he's doing something. He's releasing the new anointing. He's releasing the warring angels. He's releasing the plans from heaven. So do not be afraid. The Lord is doing a new thing. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God, and I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. As well, Isaiah 43:18-19. This is a powerful part too. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Isaiah 43:18-19, it's a divine turnaround time. Father, we thank you for this again. I felt a shift happening right now. Release your plans. Release things out. And as you do that, we just ask you to break off any fear, being dismayed, hope deferred, and we hold on to us right now, Lord, and as well as forget the former things and then not dwell on the past. Help us to get out of the past as these new things start to spring up. I saw these springs of water, you know, the living water is the Lord. He's springing up things. He's causing you to come out of the wilderness and into this new season, especially at the Jewish New Year or whenever you're listening to this, it doesn't matter. He's doing this right now. It's a divine turnaround, repayment, restoration, and healing from the Lord. Also, he's releasing his plans, Isaiah 33:11. But the plans of the Lord stand firm and the purposes of his heart throughout all generations. I love Isaiah 33 and especially the plans of the Lord. And also verse 9 is to command things into place, that he is commanding things. Isaiah 33:9, that he's commanding things into place, Lord. And he's releasing his plans. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, that you did not leave us alone as orphans, but you brought the Holy Spirit. You said that you would, that when you went back to heaven, Jesus, that you would send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. So, Lord, release the Spirit of Truth. Release the plans and the protection in Jesus' name. Amen.